Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
This is our first podcast.
It is called On This Day.
Which is going to be quite special.
Quite special indeed. But I think before we explain what On This Day is, obviously you've read it in the little blurb on iTunes or wherever you found it. But I'm Mandy Dasser.
And I'm Catherine Rodden.
And we are the comedy double act Red and Ginger. We did that. Check that out. We're in sync.
And obviously, anyone listening to this is aware of who we are. It goes without saying.
I was going to do the classic, oh, hi, Mum. But my mum's not listening to this because she doesn't even...
She doesn't know what a podcast is.
Well, she doesn't know what a podcast is. So she'd be like, what is this? And on this day, Catherine Rodden, on this day, can you explain to the fair listener?
Well, I think we have to go back to what Time Hop used to be because that's where it all came from, right?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Which
sorry,
died
I'm sipping
a sad
on my
death.
My carver as our celebratory
preempt.
Because we just know this is going to be fantastic already.
Yeah, obviously.
But yes, it started on Time Hop. Mm-hmm. So what are we actually doing with On This Day? I mean,
we're going to look back at what happened on this day.
Ah, what, via our social media
platforms. It's a very
difficult
concept.
Via our social media platforms. So if you guys want to make this an interactive podcast. Mm-hmm.
And tell us what happened to you on this day.
On this day,
oh,
which
be great.
Would be fantastic. And then we'd chat about it, you know, for the next one. But if you look on your Facebook function, there is actually a function that says on this day.
And let's see where that is.
Shall we have a look?
On our different branded phones.
On our different branded phones. Let's start then with Catherine Rodden. What did you do on this day?
So last year, on this day, last year, I was doing a show in Birmingham. Do you remember
this?
Yes,
we're actors, so we do shows.
So let's brush over that one.
Okay.
In 2015, I was drinking champagne and saying goodbye to my friend Lee.
Where was Lee going?
I think this is when Lee was going to America, or it was her birthday. But we look rather drunk.
So Lee never came back?
No, she's gone forever. Sucked into Pittsburgh.
So on this day, Lee got sucked into Pittsburgh forever.
Now,
backtracking to your show, what was this show?
This was Noise.
Ah, yes,
remember
Noise.
This?
Yes, I didn't manage to see it because it was in Birmingham.
In Birmingham, yeah.
And but the Birmingham rep, so, you know, hello.
Yeah, so some Birmingham
but
people
you have
it.
To tell them, it wasn't like straight acting, was it? It was physical theatre.
Yeah, it was. That was a challenge.
So what physical theatre did you do?
Oh, but this isn't a visual podcast. It's so wasted.
I know.
Shall I show you?
At the moment, she's doing a fantastic montage. You can just see her limbs.
Balancing on one leg.
She's contorting in ways you never would have known. But what did you do in the show, Catherine?
I played a Welsh chick.
Right.
From a very small...
Oh, hello. My name's Catherine Brodden. I'm from Wales. Oh,
it was a really strong accent.
It was very strong. It was a very nice
Yeah, it was
accent.
All right. I quite liked it. I wasn't a very deep character.
No.
No,
How did you get physical in the theatre?
Well, when you like to know. I was a little bit of a lesbian as well in that character, shockingly enough.
Okay.
Always make them gay if you can. It was about a deaf kid at uni.
Right.
It was a nice little play.
Yeah, but what did you do that was physical? Did you leap? Did you jump?
I pushed frames around the stage.
Awesome.
Which was part of the set. And
were they
did,
big
like,
frames?
They were taller than me. I'm very tall. And
that is physical.
We had to, like, we did like a rave scene, which you would have liked, which was all in slow motion.
Yeah, for the fair listener, because I'm assuming we only have one. Apparently, I really like raving. You're right. I do like raving.
We've heard your rap.
So you did a rave scene.
Yeah,
what happened to the rave scene?
We just like pumped it to some music for a bit. It was
at
all
the moment
side,
she's got her
just...
hands in the air, sort of like ooh.
Like mum dancing.
Like
yeah.
Mum dancing.
I was so much older than the rest of the cast as well. So when we're like doing this rave scene and they're all like, they get it. They know how
yeah,
to dance.
They're raving. 22. They're raving.
And there's me being like in my 30s being like, yeah, that's how you do it.
No one tells you that when you hit your 30s you lose your rhythm.
Yeah, you lose
I used to be a great dancer.
I think I was.
Can't be asked.
Can we really tell?
I don't know. Okay, so did you do anything else or should I have a look at me or...
Well, I mean, that's all that happened last year, apparently.
Okay.
I mean, can you do more than one play?
Okay,
let me
let me see what I was doing last year. Okay, so going on to my non-branded phone, on this day, I've got 11 memories, boys and girls.
Bloody hell.
And, ooh! Oh.
That looks like a cocktail. Ah,
because on this day is, in fact, my sister's birthday. So last year, I was at Palomar, this posh Israeli restaurant. And I've got a picture of my sister saying, my cocktail is called Au Revoir Shoshana. And the cocktails were...
That's such a complex name. That's amazing.
And Catherine, you liked it.
That sounds like the kind of thing I would do.
But on the 18th of April, 2014, 4 years ago today, Tori Gillespie said, nice, I have a London venue for my show, thanks to Mandy Dasser.
What did you do?
Well, that was, I did a stand-up show for Camden Fringe with Tori Gillespie, and I sorted it out. Because I'm practical.
Where was
like
it?
That. It was at what is now known as the Camden Comedy Club. And it was really good. And I didn't
love that. I don't know where that is. Anybody
who's either a North London comedy fan / London comedy fan / comedian, there is sort of that leg of Camden that's towards Mornington Crescent. There's actually quite a few comedy clubs. And Camden Comedy Club is, what is it, the Camden Tap or something like that? Anyway, they've made their room the Camden Comedy Club, and at the time it was just a sweaty room.
So you did that?
I did that.
That was a good
move.
So
I made that shit happen, which I'm really pleased with.
Feel like when we upload this, we need to put that picture of that cocktail up as well.
Actually, I will. Thank you for reminding me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our Facebook page, which is Red and Ginger Comedy, so put that in the search. If you really can't find it, put in Mandy Dasser and Catherine Rodden. We will post photos of these memories. So I will post my cocktail
associated
called Au Revoir Shoshana. I'm doing that now. I think I've done it. Okay, well, even if I haven't, who knows? On the 18th of April 2013 at 1 minute past eight, which is a roundabout, and we're at 9 minutes past eight, so it's like to the minute practically, stuck on the M1 with engine off between junction 5 and 4. If anyone else is also stuck, come for a party in my car. Looks like I'm here for the night.
Shit, dude. What
I know,
happened?
And nobody commented. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. Bastards.
So you were just stuck on the M1?
Yeah.
For how long?
Actually, this has been quite a lamenting day, because then 6 years ago today, Catherine Rodden, please someone come to Corrie the Musical with me. Now that got 5 comments, okay?
All saying, no, who watches Corrie?
Earth to Britain, not everything has to be a musical, says Dana Michelle Alexander, a
too
fine
true
stand-up. LMFAO, laughing her motherfucking ass off, good. My mum, that's the only person I can think of. Well, Dana Alexander's mum didn't come with me. No one came with me. And I did say, if your mum wants to, and I'm gutted, if your mum wants to come, I'm sure we would have a great time. Dana says she would. When she visits, she loves Coronation Street.
Never, ever watched Corrie.
You've never watched Corrie?
Not a single episode.
What? Coronation Street is phenomenal.
It's like the Northern EastEnders, right?
It is like the Northern EastEnders, but Coronation Street likes it. It's had Craig Charles. It's had Ian McKellen has guested in it. Yes.
When he was young, right?
No! No!
As an older guy.
In his senior years.
No!
And that, for me, is enough validation that I can safely say to you, hand on heart, as an actor, comedy performer.
Respect!
Respect Coronation Street, man! Ian McKellen would have come to Marlboro School with me.
If that's what it's like, I'm not going to watch it.
If he knew me.
I feel like there's a Coronation Street game, isn't there?
Ah, what?
Isn't there a Coronation Street board game?
There is. There is, I think, also an EastEnders board game, because I'm also a massive fan of EastEnders, but let's not go there. Now, I could carry on. Would you like me to go for one more?
Well, the only other ones I've got, I mean, my life is pretty incredible here. I say, who's got a job for me? That was a low moment
in my
life.
Did you get a job?
I've got 4 comments. Let's see, how many involve porn? You can hoover my carpet from a guy. Oh dear, I think he's a gay guy
I really didn't get that until you said.
You've got to keep up.
I'm more straight-laced than Catherine Rodden. You can hoover my carpet.
I didn't get a job, evidently. And in 2011, I say MOT, £40, and Kate's a happy girl.
Yes, she is.
I guess that meant I passed. Yet to fail an MOT. Thanks very much.
Well done.
Doing my homework.
Well done.
And apparently I was a hero 1 year. Don't know what happened.
You didn't say anything, you just
nobody
said...
Nobody cared. There's also a comma in front of it, so that looks like I was drunk when I did that.
Well, she's always drunk. You know, it's the morning. It's not 8 o'clock at night. And
you've
got to
have a
pint
of gin to get out of bed.
You know, for God's sakes. So, yeah, no, the last thing for on this day was... actually, I'll give you this one. Passover starts today. Here's to a week of farting. Yay! I am Jewish, by the way.
And we judge you for it.
Oh, shut up. Catherine's a bit Jewish, right? She's like half Jewish. But yeah, I'm Jewish, but I don't really keep Passover, but I do like matzah, which is basically this unleavened cake that
they
all worship.
They know what matzah is.
You all know what matzah is. You have it
on
your fish and chips.
Do.
You have the matzah meal on the fish and chips. It's very nice. It's a British tradition. You like it. But yes, it does. I'll tell you something, that when I did keep Passover through the indoctrination of my fair parents, yes, you do fart for a week because you find yourself eating loads of egg when you take away bread.
Oh my God. You know the what egg and you... salt water that you have for the
oh,
starter?
I love egg and salt water.
Okay, so I'm vegan. Mm. So toward the latter part of my granddad's life.
You just
life,
had salt water.
I just had salt water.
That's well, disgusting. But awful. You know what I do have is a hint for all you boys and girls who want to try this egg and salt water. For all you non-Jews.
Don't
do it. Do it. You feel like you're missing out? You want to try a cultural treat? Have yourself some egg and salt water. And if you can't get some matzah in the Tesco or Sainsbury's sale in the local Jewish area of wherever you are, especially in Aberystwyth, get some Jacob's crackers and just crumble them up into the salt water. Salt water and matzah or Jacob's crackers, whatever.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's delicious. Oh. It's delicious.
No, I always just like the...
That's why I fart for a week.
Oh, what's the, like, the really spicy red stuff? Is that crane? Is that what it's called?
Chili powder.
No. That's red.
Spicy red stuff.
No, it's like mustardy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We always used to have it at Passover.
I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll have to Google
That's
it.
That's because she's only Jew-ish.
Ish. My main memory of Passover is my grandpa saying, and now it's Catherine, you have to say the thing. And I go, yes, why is this day different from every other?
Oh, you were allowed to do it in English. I'd spend
Jewish.
Oh yeah, Jewish. I had to do it in Hebrew. I know a little bit. Are you ready? You ready?
Yeah, do it.
Sip of coffee.
I feel like we're narrowing our listenership.
It's for all the Jews out there. Represent. Actually, it's for everyone. Enjoy this song. I'm not going to sing a lot of it. Okay, are you ready? Manishtana laila hazeh mikol halelot. Mikol halelot, shebahal halelot, anu achlim hametzuvatza, the famous food. I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm quite impressed, yeah.
Halayla hazeh, halayla hazeh, kulo matzah. Halayla hazeh. I'm not doing it anymore.
That's really good.
Halayla hazeh.
And you stop encouraging you, clearly.
Matzah. So yeah, that's the...
Woo!
Well, thank you very much. I'm not religious. I love bacon, I love pork, and I've got a nice non-Jewish boyfriend. But, you know, I do love a good sing-song at Passover. That's what was on this day. Thrilling, don't you think, Catherine?
I think
Rodden?
Our lives are scintillating.
Our lives are scintillating. Now, let's have a look. Let's move on to our next section of the podcast.
The big wide world.
The big wide world of what happened on this day just in history.
History's a big subject, dude.
It's a massive
subject.
The
world goes back a long way.
It really does. But thanks to the power of the internet, you can find out at the touch of a button. Have a Google. Find out. Actually, whilst Catherine Rodden's Googling, I will give a couple of facts. Now, something quite fabulous. In 1949, Ireland becomes an independent republic. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoop.
Whoop. Love the Irish.
Love the Irish!
Fucking love them!
That was in 1949. In 1906, a massive earthquake destroys San Francisco! Oh my God, at least 3,000 people died in the disaster.
This is not funny!
This doesn't matter. People are also in it for the facts.
I believe
that we have an audience that cares. Over 80% of the city was destroyed by the quake and resulting in fires.
Oh, Grace Kelly got married on this day.
Yes, she did.
To Prince Rainer of Monaco. Did that last? I feel like that
I
last.
I don't know.
They surely could have got divorced.
Find out. And whilst you're finding out whether Grace Kelly, her marriage lasted, I will tell you some good births. David Tennant! It's his birthday today! Happy birthday, David Tennant! Hooray! Jessica! So yes, the Doctor Who and Marvel villainous legend David Tennant and other things, like he did like Hamlet and shit, didn't he?
There's something about the Suez Canal on this day.
Oh, good.
As well.
But did David Tennant play Hamlet?
Yes, he did.
So Dave,
and he was phenomenal.
David Tennant played Hamlet. Happy birthday, David Tennant.
He's got some talent, that guy.
He's got some talent.
If you didn't.
And that's an example.
We all have our limits as actors.
We all have our limits. He has some talent.
He couldn't play Shrek,
could he? Should I give you deaths? The most notable death was in 1955, and it was Albert Einstein.
Oh, yes, I did know that.
Nobel Prize laureate, says Google.
It's a lot of war.
Okay.
A lot of war.
Yeah. All right, Mins, that's my cat minstrel trying to get involved.
The UK banned the bomb march in 1960.
I bet it was good weather for it. It's been lovely weather today.
Yeah, it's been
it really, really has. Perfect day for
it. Oh, this was interesting. In 1968, the UK sold London Bridge to America. You know about this?
What?
London Bridge is sold for £1 million. Well, 1 million, that could be dollars. I imagine it's probably pounds. Mm. To an American oil magnate to be reassembled back at Lake Havasu in Arizona.
Oh, so this is like, they literally took the bridge.
They took the bridge. I've read about this before, actually. They disassembled it and then reassembled it out there.
What the fuck? Yeah. All right. Why not, eh?
Just taking every bit of our culture and reappropriating it.
Taking our bridges.
Oh, no. Thought that was something about Israel. Thought we could get back on the Jew train.
No, I can give you more Jew stuff. on this day, 1902, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, a French-Russian rabbi, was born.
And who was he, Mandy?
Maybe my uncle, I don't know. Yeah, no, that's great. Anything else that we found?
I'm scrolling down. I seem to recall when I did a bit of research the other day.
So she is prepared. She's playing the fool, but she knows
acting.
It's
acting.
Very
acting
good actress.
Ignorant.
And with anything to plug, we should just be saying, if there's anybody with a job out there, just like your post on April the 18th.
Comma, a job.
So essentially, this is just an extension of what you usually do on April the 18th.
Begging for jobs.
Begging for work.
See, I can't find it now, but I think it was a year ago today that Theresa May called the snap election.
What a bitch.
And thus began the end of England.
Yeah, and it's sad. We should take a minute for that.
Yeah. Not literally a minute.
No, we're not going to take a full minute, okay, because I won't be
able to keep on
listening. But no, but that was good. I like it. I think when you're doing something like a podcast or a radio play, you should play with dead air. You should. Do it again. Oh, shut up, Minstrel! That's the fucking...
Trying to steal the limelight.
Trying to steal the limelight. We wanted to have some nice dead air. Okay, wait, ready? Oh, Min, she's not going to let...
How are you so vocal? Where are you?
No, I think she wants to be let into the bedroom. With my boyfriend. My non-Jewish boyfriend.
I'm just looking up whose birthday it is today now. Yeah. On that front.
Non-Jewish boyfriend! Will you let the cat into our heathen bedroom?
Yeah, she's in.
Thank you.
It's America Ferrara's birthday. She's 34 today.
Oh, good. Who's America Ferrara again?
Ugly Betty.
Oh! Can you IMDb America Ferrara? Because I actually don't know what happened to her after Ugly Betty. And I liked Ugly
Betty. I've seen her in something else recently without, like, the glasses and the braces. She's beautiful.
Yeah, no, she's a hottie. That's why she's.
I feel like most people would know that anyway.
Of course, she's a hottie.
Oh, she's beautiful. Oh gosh, she was in the. So what is it?
What she's done in Jay-Z.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh,
apparently.
She was in Curb Your Enthusiasm. I didn't see her. I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was good.
Amy Schumer something.
She's been hanging out with Amy Schumer. Good, good.
A lot of kind of
kid
TV
stuff.
Yeah, voiceover. She's got a good voice.
She does have a lovely voice.
The Good Wife.
Oh, okay. Have you watched The Good Wife?
No.
I haven't watched
it. I think there's a new spin-off series.
There is. It's
why are we plugging up?
Why are we plugging The Good Wife? Someone give us a job! Don't watch The Good Wife. Hire us.
Oh, she was in... okay, no, that's not How to Keep It Ugly that, Betty.
She was in Ugly Betty. That's how we know her.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2.
Now, oh, fuck. I need to get that on DVD.
I mean, don't we all?
Now, let's see. Is there anything else that might have happened on this day?
Hayley Mills was born on this day.
Thus, is that the mother of Crispian Mills, Kuna Shaker Mills?
She was in Parent Trap.
Yes, and she's the mother of Crispian Mills.
I believe that. She
is the woman who's responsible for Crispian Mills.
Is he like incredibly hot?
He was hot in the day until he said he loved swastikas and it all went batshit crazy.
No, that's not good.
Ah, but it's all circled
back to Judas.
Yeah, all circled back to Judas. That's the problem with us Jews, is that we always bring it back to Judaism. But yes, Crispian Mills. Quite hot, not a racist, just loves the swastika.
And it's Rosie Huntington-Whiteley's birthday today.
Who's she?
She's possibly the hottest woman in the world. I have on authority from most men.
Okay, all right.
That's what she looks like.
No, she's hot.
Everyone else knows who she is.
Can you take a screenshot of that so we can share with the boys and girls how hot she is? Because she is hot.
She's utterly stunning.
Hot. Yeah. Ooh, we're now going onto the BBC website where we're going to look at headlines from today.
Oh, fabulous.
So, in 1986, Soviets launch a space station, Mir. The Soviets have opened a new phase in space exploration with the launch of the world's biggest space station, Mir.
How do you spell Mir?
M-I-R.
Okay.
How would you say it?
Mir. Mir. I want to be...
The successful launch of... Mer comes just over 3 weeks after the American Space Shuttle Challenger disaster in which 7 astronauts died.
Yes, I do remember that, not from being 2 years old.
No,
my father tells me about that.
Talks about that.
Yeah, he repeats himself.
Right. Let's not get into that. At next week's Communist Party Congress in Moscow, the Mer project is likely to be held as proof that the Soviets are leading a peaceful exploration of space.
Why peaceful? What's that?
Listen, Mer, which means both peace and world in Russian, is intended to provide a base for a permanently manned complex orbiting the Earth. Ooh.
They're watching us.
And then, in 1962, another space thing. See, it's not all about being Jewish. Sometimes it's about space.
Which is even better.
In 1962, US spaceman orbits the Earth.
Who is that?
The first American to orbit the Earth. Has landed safely in the Atlantic Ocean. Whoop, whoop. Marine Lieutenant John Glenn, 40, travelled
about
81,000 miles, more than 30,000 kilometres, as he circled the globe 3 times at more than 17,000 miles per hour. Bloody hell.
That's pretty...
Lieutenant Glenn controlled nearly 2 of the orbits himself after reporting minor difficulties with the automatic altitude control system as he completed the third circuit.
He's up there in space going, I can't get it into reverse.
Yeah, I can't do it. Just can't do it. So, yeah, anything else that you might have found, Catherine Rodman?
Oh, no, I stopped looking.
Space Cadet?
I like the headline thing, though.
The headline thing? Well, good. I'm glad that you liked it. But maybe you could do a little search, find some stuff.
Okay. Should we have some elevator music in the meantime?
Oh, wait. We're missing an opportunity. Well, you might have heard it at the beginning of our podcast. We've bothered to edit it in. Get on with
it! I don't know what I'm looking
She's
for.
Dancing to my music, boys and girls.
Oh, I know what we could look at. Zodiac star signs. Is that really now?
What, are we going to read the zodiac signs for?
Well, just for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Today? Oh, yeah, no, I'd love it. I
have an app on my phone.
Oh, okay, good. I'm going to stir the stew.
I mean, aren't we
chorizo
all?
Sausage, boys and girls, don't worry. Not Canadas tonight.
Did I delete it? No, it's here.
It's here. I like the accent.
Oh, it's such a lovely accent.
And I don't think this is Australian, this is South
Africa. Darling.
Darling.
What star sign are you?
I am Sagittarius.
A Saggy.
You all could have guessed, obviously.
I mean, they knew. Today, You have been waiting and hoping for something for so long that your excitement has turned to nervousness and your hope has turned to worry. You have been impatient because you want this so much. You wanted it to happen yesterday or much sooner, but it didn't. Now your enthusiasm has been transformed into a restless kind of energy. But you can turn that around, Mandy.
Oh, I believe you.
Calming yourself is the best way to start. Well, Once you do, you'll begin to feel how you felt originally. And you can take it successfully from there. I feel like this is all about your career.
It's all about my career. Again, someone give me a job.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
It's all right.
This is the whole you should be
paid for
now. This is our job.
This is how you do it. You get paid for podcasts, don't you?
Oh, this
don't
is,
you?
This is me. This I feel like people care.
I know, I want to hear it.
Just because
Wait,
you don't know
what star sign are you?
Virgo. Don't judge. just because you don't know where you are going with a certain project does not mean that you are lost. In fact, Virgo, not having a grounded sense of where you are could actually be an asset.
Could be.
Yeah. It means your mind is open to possibilities that others might not see. It means that you might be more inventive or innovative than usual. I mean, is that possible? take some time to get your bearings, think about where you want to go, and how you want to get there.
Good.
I mean, basically, we're lost, is what this is saying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's saying, I'm worried and anxious, and you're just pissing in the wind. Well,
same
I think anyone who's listening to this, or the one that's listening to this, would know that by the sounds of our voices. Yeah. Let's keep with the fortune telling. Let me do your tarot card for the day. I have a tarot app, and today's card
for me.
No,
can we do it for the listener.
For the listener, today's card for the listener.
For your mum.
For your mum is the Five of Rods, which corresponds with the Five of Wands. For those of you who are professionals out there, the Five of Rods describes a situation of playful fighting or a battle of wills of words. This is, all words. This is about showing what you can do, meeting your rivals and clarifying your views. We're giving our views here. It's mm-hmm. pretty right. But this fight is good-natured. There isn't much aggression and participants stay quite peaceful.
That's good.
Five of Rods, everybody. There you go. Better than dead air.
What is it? The dead air is really important.
It is important.
It means
silence
I can edit
is important.
It together.
Yeah.
Cut out all the shit. Oh, yeah. It will be dead air. The whole podcast will just be the silence.
Just the silence.
Which is
none
poetic.
Of the words.
Yeah.
So no one's hearing what we're saying now. Yeah. Shit, that's meta. All right, so going down our list, we've done this.
But
world
what have
events.
We actually done today? Because today's been quite a big day for us.
Today's been a massive day. We've actually released some sketches. And if you go on our YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and hit up Red and Ginger on YouTube,
the fruits of our labour.
We've done a couple of sketches, so do have a look. Also, hit up our Facebook page and our Twitter, or mine or Catherine's personal Twitter accounts, and you will find the sketch there.
So Twitter is Mandy Dasa Comedy?
Yeah, no, just Mandy Dasa.
Mandy
plain
Dasa.
Plain old Mandy Dasa.
Plain old Catherine Rodden.
Yeah, and
not plain
Red
old
and Ginger,
Red and Ginger Comedy?
Yeah, Red and Ginger
or
Comedy.
Or is it Red Ginger Comedy?
Who knows? Stick it in the search. We'll come up.
You'll see our faces.
You'll see our beautiful faces. Because really, if you haven't looked at the image on the podcast, like
you're losing out.
We're beautiful. I mean, we're very attractive women.
Yeah.
Thank you. Huntington Whiteley. You look like Huntington Whiteley.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
except
like
taller
that.
And leggier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totes.
Obviously.
Like, you'd be eclipsed by how leggy we are. Both have three legs each.
So
we've plugged our sketches. We've told ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all about what we did on this day. We found out exciting things that have happened on this day. I think this has been a very successful first podcast.
I think so.
If it's recorded.
Can you imagine? I'd have to do it all again.
I'm out of steam.
We need some energy. I need another coffee.
Yeah, like we're having coffee. It's fucking carver and crack for you.
Don't tell them I do crack. My mum doesn't know. My mum knows.
No.
Let's not get into that story.
So yeah, on this day. So do make sure that you like our Facebook page and that you do like us. And we're going to be sticking up some screenshots of our old status updates. And
I want to know what she's been doing on this
day.
Oh
my gosh, absolutely. What has our one listener, or if we have a myriad of listeners.
I feel like also, because we've mentioned people's birthdays.
Yeah.
All the people whose birthdays was, you know,
yeah.
I want to hear what David Tennant was doing last year on his birthday.
What did David Tennant
tell
do
us,
today?
David, tell
I,
us.
David Tennant, what did you do today? So,
it's just uncanny.
Yeah, so hopefully for our next podcast, David Tennant would have gotten in touch.
I'd
you
like
guys
that.
Will let us know what you were doing on this day of April the 18th, or just hit up your on this day bit and just tell us, because you'll be listening to this way after April the 18th, because we're going to take ages to edit it.
Any exciting thing that's happened
anything
in your life?
Anything exciting, please tell us what happened on this day. And as I said, like our Facebook page.
Thank you.
So that you can keep in touch with us. And for God's sake, subscribe to this podcast so we have the energy to do it again. Again?
Next week.
Well, soon. We'll see you soon.
See you next month.
No, we will see you next month. I think that's realistic.
Once a month?
Once a month.
That's shocking.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple
of
weeks.
We meet up every week.
We'll see what we can do. Basically, let's leave it all non-committal.
We'll cut it here and we'll argue about that, shall we? Yeah, okay, great.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Love
Bye.
You. Love you.
I love you.
Have a good day.
And then there'll be some jingle like...
Diddle, diddle, diddle.
Yeah. On this day, what happened on this day?
You were a Glyndebourne.
Actually, we can add this. I was doing Glyndebourne on April the 18th. And because it is also gearing up to Record Shop Day. Shop Day? For those of you who don't know what Glyndebourne Opera is a massive opera house.
Kind of important.
It's kind of important, but like important for people who like opera. I had no idea what it was. Anyway, I got a small part in La Traviata, The Fallen Woman, as I grabbed my carver.
You were the best thing in it.
I really was. I didn't sing.
That headdress, oh my God.
I'll stick a picture of me with my headdress as well. But yes, I was bobbing up and down to Sussex and tambourining with the London Philharmonic Orchestra this time
I
last
remember
year.
When I came to see you, which had been toward the end of the run?
No, it was, yes, it was the dress run.
Okay. Oh, so it was earlier than this?
So it was no.
It was not on this day?
No, it was not on this day because I was in rehearsals on this day.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
But I came to see you... And I remember finding some of it quite funny because there is humour in
there. Well, it is funny, but it's also, La Traviata, and those of you who may not be into opera, you've probably encountered La Traviata in other guises, like Moulin Rouge is the main one, is based on La Traviata.
Of course, absolutely.
And then there's one other famous film which I can't remember, and I'm not going to Google because it's the end of the podcast.
There was just a funny bit toward the end when they were in the bedroom, he and her. And he was like, I love you, I need you, just like that. And but all of the staging was really opposed to what he was saying. So he was like turned away from her and nowhere near her. And he's like, I can't live without you, blah, blah, blah. And he was nowhere near her. And she was kind of sat on the bed going, I can work with this.
Yeah.
It's a weird direction, but I can work with that. It was funny. And I was sitting next to these quite normal people kind of going, this is funny, guys, right? And they were just like, no, we do not laugh at opera.
No, that's really funny.
There was a lot of funny stuff in there.
Well, I mean, it is meant to be a drama, but you know.
I got it wrong.
It's fine. Shit. Thanks for coming, Catherine. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Sorry, I was just stirring my stew. So yeah, this time last year, I was going up and down. To Sussex and frolicking around their fruity gardens.
Oh yeah, I remember because you were driving up and down. Was it in Brian?
Brian the Igo that got trashed a few weeks ago.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Brian, but you know he had a lovely time surfing through the streets of Sussex. Why not surfing?
Yeah,
I'm going to live with that. Yeah. So yeah, so that's what I was doing on this day last year. But apparently, I didn't really want to post about it on Facebook. So
you were busy.
I was busy.
When you're having a good time, you don't post about it on Facebook. So can we remember the times that we didn't post what we were doing? No.
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 No, because it didn't exist.
We don't need memory anymore, do we?
No, not at all. Right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.